So today I want to talk about contemplation and meditation. There are two general categories of things you can do when you're sitting on a little cushion. You can meditate or you can contemplate. Meditation generally involves no words or a very limited set of words. Contemplation involves thinking about something, actually thinking in sentences and paragraphs and chapters. It's examining something and seeing what you can discover about it from a cognitive perspective. Meditations can be either geared towards generating concentration or towards generating insight. And some meditation practices actually will generate both. Contemplations always are for insight. Too many words to get you concentrated. So for meditations, we have mindfulness of breathing, we have metta meditation, we have the body scan meditation. Mantras are meditation practices. The jhanas are meditation practices. But contemplation means taking some topic and actually thinking about it. Today I want to do a guided contemplation on the five daily recollections, the five things that the Buddha said that we should remember every day. This comes from a discourse in the Anguttara Nikaya. The Anguttara Nikaya is one of the five collections of the Buddha's discourses. There's the Digha Nikaya, the long discourses, and it's 34 discourses that are the longer discourses, just by length. There are 152 middle-length discourses, the Majjhima Nikaya, and then there are three collections of shorter discourses. The connected or thematic discourses, the Samyutta Nikaya, and that has 56 different topics, ranging from dependent origination to the five khandhas, to the six senses, to the seven factors of awakening, to the Eightfold Path, the Four Noble Truths. The Anguttara Nikaya has 11 chapters, and those are the numerical discourses. So book one contains discourses about one thing, book two about two things. And then the last collection is the Kuttika Nikaya, the miscellaneous discourses. And it's got lots of things of varying degrees of interest. But this discourse, since it's about the five daily recollections, and it comes from the Anguttara Nikaya, comes from book five, and it's discourse number 57. What I'm going to do is give you each of these topics to think about, the five topics. I will say them, and then you are to repeat them out loud. And then I will give you some guidelines on how to think about these topics. And you just think about them. Now, when you're doing a contemplation, you can get distracted, just like if you're doing a meditation. If you get distracted, simply come back to the topic. It's helpful sometimes to repeat whatever the phrase or sentence was that you were using to help you with the contemplation. But the idea is to keep thinking about the topic. And I'll give you several minutes to think about each of these topics. So, in order to begin, please put your attention on your breath for a few moments. Then repeat after me. I am of the nature to grow old. I have not overcome aging.
I am of the nature to grow old. I have not overcome aging.
The first thing to do is to think, is this true? Have you noticed any signs that you are aging? Can you do anything about it? Can you reverse the aging? How do you feel about the fact that you're living in a body that's growing older? Just what is your attitude towards the inevitable aging? I am of the nature to become ill. I have not overcome illness.
I am of the nature to become ill. I have not overcome illness.
Is this true? Do you sometimes become ill? If you are sick, what's your reaction? Does it seem like something that should not happen? And if you're not ill, do you ever appreciate your good health? Again, what is your attitude towards living in a body that sometimes gets sick? I am of the nature to die. I cannot overcome death.
I am of the nature to die. I cannot overcome death.
Is this true? Do you ever think about the fact that someday you're going to die? How does it make you feel, realizing that your time is limited here? Does it inspire you to use your time wisely? Does it make you afraid? Do you wonder what comes after you die? Just what is your attitude towards death? All that is mine, dear and delightful, will change and vanish.
All that is mine, dear and delightful, will change and vanish.
Is this true? Have you had things that you found dear and delightful in the past that changed and vanished? What do you hold as dear and delightful these days? Could those dear and delightful things change and vanish? If so, what will be your reaction? How does it feel to know that there's nothing that you find dear and delightful that you can count on as being there forever? last one of these has multiple parts. I'll give them to you one at a time. I am the owner of my karma.
I am the owner of my karma.
I am born of my karma.
I am born of my karma.
I live supported by my karma.
I live supported by my karma.
I am related to my karma.
I am related to my karma.
Whatever I do, whether good or evil, that I will inherit.
Whatever I do, whether good or evil, that I will inherit.
The word karma means action, and these are to remind us that however we act, we will reap the results of those actions. Whatever seeds you plant, that's the crop that will grow. So we need to pay attention to our actions. Do you think about the results of your actions when you act? All the possible consequences. Are you aware of how your previous actions have manifested today? Just how mindful are you when you act?